Well.
Hi, Austin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up regarding the account. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment. So I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
You said, who are you with?
With Local Splash.
I got you. What does that take care of?
What was that?
So what do y'all take care of?
So we do the Google and the Bing and the directories and the mobile optimization. So the entire online presence. And it looks like you had called in back in December and asked to put the account on a seasonal hold. So it was scheduled to reactivate on June 7th. And that's the payment that we're having trouble with.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I kind of pushed that off to my bookkeeper, but I mean, I'll check. I know we did put a hold on it because we're designing another website, but
yep.
Either way, that's going to be through another company, so that probably won't be anytime soon. So I would say if there's a hold on it, then there probably still needs to be a hold on it.
Well, the problem is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 7th. So when you requested that hold back in December, you did that on December 1st, which was plenty of time prior to the billing to put it on hold. Now, because it's after the fact, we don't have a way to put an account on hold or even to cancel an account with a past due balance. So, you know, the good news is you're only past due for $149, but come July 7th, that reoccurs to $298, and it continues to do so until this settles.
I see. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you wanted another hold, you're more than welcome to do that. You just have to call within 3 business days of the billing. And
okay.
I think maybe
I can make a payment and have it on hold.
Yep, you could make a payment and put it back on hold, or you could make a payment and cancel it. Your website looks lovely to me, but if you need help building a new site, we might even be able to help you with that. But it sounds like you already have that in the works, right?
Yeah, it's actually a company that I work with already, and they're doing it. They're not charging me anything. So it's just they're going to build me up. And I connected to their website, so it's linked together.
Oh, I see. Okay. Got
anyway,
it.
Well, I mean, that'd be fine. I can give you a payment over the phone. I don't know what card you got. I don't know which one, but I can give you a payment now over the phone.
Okay. Yeah, we have a Visa ending in 6169. So if that's the same, it could be that we just have to update the expiration. But of course, if it's a whole new number, I'll update it for you now.
I got you. Yeah, it would be, I'm trying to think, is that a business one? The one that was on there?
I don't think so, because it just says that it reads as Austin Tony. It doesn't say that it has your business name on there, but it doesn't really tell me if it's a business or, it just says that it's a Visa ending in 6169.
And it might be that it was my personal card, so I did get a new personal card, so I can, it should have been either way,
wonder.
But I can give you a payment with the business.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that, at least get that up to speed. So is the 121 Simpson Road still the billing address on the new payment method?
It is.
Perfect. Okay, so then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4024.
Okay.
6456.
Okay.
0081.
Uh-huh.
7718.
And expiration?
1126.
And the code?
381.
381. Okay. Now, let me get your authorization. And then do you want to take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for and keep it active more towards July 7th and then call in right before then and put it back on hold? Or would you prefer to just put it back on hold now?
I mean, you can keep it active and I can call back. I reckon.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, you might as well, since you know you had to take care of that, you might as well, you know, get it all reactivated. I'll have the technician start doing some extensive programming to catch you up on the updates that were missed while it was on hold and put some more weekly posts going for you. One thing that will help you is to continue to get some 5-star reviews here and there. So I'll also send you an email that will help you with that, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, and just remember, your billing date's the 7th, so if anything changes, just call us before that date, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for taking care of that, Austin. Have a great rest of your week, too.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.